Eileen Gray, Pirogue Chaise Longue. To create, one must first question everything. I want to design that which is possible, but which no one is doing. I began studying painting, but abandoned it in order to redirect my energies into making more useful objects, although I had no formal training in furniture making. I am guided only by the subconscious. Anything I ever did came from it, and I suppose that is why I am so inarticulate, and when I see friends there is always a sort of tension, attempting to express myself and often failing. That is why, in the conscious world, difficulties seem so insurmountable and become such a worry. The unconscious dreads pain, humiliation, fatigue. It bends ceaselessly to avoid them. Solution? Act as if it were impossible to fail. I want to impart a vision of my times and my world, as if reality were mirrored at peace and my consciousness at peace. All one has to ask of artists is to be of their time. All it takes is to choose a material beautiful in itself and worked with sincere simplicity. A beautiful work speaks more truth than the artist. This pirogue or canoe, chaise longue, is similar to one designed for the apartment of Madame Mathieu Lévy, also known as fashion designer Suzanne Talbot, and was inspired in part by the Ballet Russe Scheherazade. I designed the entire apartment, allowing me for the first time to design objects that would not only be part of the décor, but design the décor as well. I have never ceased meditating on furniture designs, and every work is symbolic. All art is symbolic, really. It conveys, it suggests the essential rather than representing it. It is up to the artists to find, in this multitude of contradictory elements, the one that gives intellectual and emotional support to both the individual and the social man.